Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I think it would be interesting to talk about number 8. Because down the list, we may not get to it in our time, but this is one I think that all parents and adults need to be aware of, and not only for ourselves, but for our kids. The 8th commandment I talked about is do not use social media to fuel temptations. And there's a whole chapter in there that I talk real openly just about kind of what I've done and what people can do to safeguard themselves from stumbling across stuff that's really hurtful or could create challenges. And like the world I grew up in, the first time I saw any pornography, I was 15 years of age and stumbled across a magazine. Well, depending on what research you look at, some say that the average age of exposure today is now 7 years of age.
My goodness.
And it's incredibly common for 8-year-old, 10-year-old, 12-year-old, 14-year-olds to have access to mobile phone, iPads, tablets, whatever, computers. And most parents just don't understand, especially with social media, how easy it is for kids to come across something that's inappropriate. And we have to educate ourselves and understand what, where they can fall into trouble. And then I talk real specifically in the book about how to safeguard your devices, how to safeguard their devices. And just, quite honestly, Susie, my phone, my tablets, my computers, I don't have access to everything that everyone else does because I call it locking them down. To the best of my technical ability, there's no way to see something that's inappropriate. And that means I've blocked adult content. I don't have the ability to download apps. I don't have all the normal apps that someone else might have. Our Wi-Fi is filtered. I've got filtered browsers. And the reason is because if I'm ever tempted or vulnerable in the future, I'm going to ask myself, why would I want to manage a temptation in the future if I can eliminate it today? I'm just going to eliminate it. And I'm going to model that for my children. I'm going to model that for my staff at church. I'm going to model that for my church. And so they'll say, well, my gosh, if Pastor Craig, can do that. So, some might say, well, is he that weak and vulnerable? Others are going to say, wow, that's really wise.
Yeah.
And I would rather be wise and safe on the front end than vulnerable and embarrassed and do something sinful to hurt me or my family or my witness on the back end. And so, I do that with my children. Well, this is what Dad does, and so this is what we're going to do. We're going to block our phones from getting into places we shouldn't get into. And that's something I really think parents need to be aware of what's going on.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.